Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll tell you about what the Chinese are doing to the Uyghur Muslims. I know, Captain, you had a story about that on the way here. We still have to get to that. But first, a little bit more about the insane lockdown going on in Shanghai on day number 22. In many parts of the city, the entire city is locked down. The guy we were reading some of the posts from earlier, Jared T. Nelson, he's on Twitter, and has been locked down with his family of four there, has been talking about it over the last several days in detail. He did show a map from the Chinese government with all these little points on it of red and orange and yellow colorations. And, of course, the red means it's, you know, a lot of COVID cases and then so on, less and less. And so in theory, he says that if an area gets to zero cases, then they'll let people out of their homes. But, of course, this originally what was intended to be a five-day lockdown is now going on its fourth week at this point. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And the captain.
And we've been sharing with you some of the sounds of Shanghai from videos that people are capturing from inside their apartments because they're not allowed to even leave. Initially, they were allowed to leave their apartment to go to a checkpoint and retrieve groceries that they might have ordered if the groceries came. But now they're not even allowed out of their house with the exception of two people per building who are asked to volunteer to retrieve everyone else's groceries for them. That's the current status as of the last 24 hours. They changed the rules on them. But we played some of the audio, which one of them was absolutely just harrowing with screams and howls coming from all over the city. It was nighttime, so sound travels easier at night. Somebody recording out their balcony and just the noise, the cacophony of just human suffering coming across was absolutely stunning. But it's not just humans that are suffering now. It's also animals. And here's another clip. You've got five dogs tearing at a what I presume to be a corpse of a cat in the streets in Shanghai. According to the caption, these are abandoned pets. Why were they abandoned? Well, because their owners were taken to quarantine centers.
Oh, good Lord.
So for those dogs that haven't been put to death on the streets by the Chinese so-called authorities, which we were also talking about that earlier, they are apparently just killing people's pets out in the streets due to COVID. Those that haven't been put to death, many of them are simply running wild in the streets and killing each other now at this point because there's no one around to feed them. Normally, you know, dogs get fed by people who care about dogs. Even ones that are on the streets, people will stop, right? And they'll get some dog food, they'll put it down, they'll feed the dogs. But there's nothing like that right now.
Man's best friend or not, animals are self-sufficient when the chips are down.
Yeah, they're going to do what they can to survive. And then there's another video here of men with these hazmat suits on. It's saying here, Scott underscore Wang underscore on Twitter says, dogs are taken away by someone from the Shanghai government. So brutal. We don't know what they'll do to these dogs, but the old news that these people killed animals during this pandemic period in Shanghai has already told the truth. And then what you see happening in this video is these two men, they have like one of those little bucket trucks. I don't know what they kind of look like a motorized wagon, basically a long wagon, like a three-wheeler. And in the back of this, they're prodding and what appears to be a live dog with these metal tongs and dragging the thing across the pavement to put him into this vehicle with other dogs in it right now. And they're being as awful as they can be to these animals. It's just absolutely horrifying. This is, there's more than one video now. This, you look in the mainstream media and you'll see stories about how one worker abused an animal in, yeah, in Shanghai, and the government says he went too far. But the reality of it is, this is policy. It is policy to torture and abuse these dogs and take them from people's homes and put them to death. That's what's happening in Shanghai, and there's more than one video showing it.
It's horrible.
So that's what I have for Shanghai. There's a little bit more, but let's get into what's going on with the Uyghurs, Captain. You've got an update for us.
So previously on Free Talk Live, we talked about the Uyghurs, which are I believe a religion, if I'm not mistaken, a specific subset of a
religion.
They're
Muslim. Yep.
And how the Chinese government had been specifically targeting them, shades of genocide.
Putting them in re-education camps.
Right. And then out of those stories came some stories of some of those folks who had been put into these re-education camps dying for unknown reasons. And some investigation...
Or never coming back.
Some investigation showed that they were likely being harvested
for organs.
Right? And because, you know, nobody seems to care about this particular subset of, you know, these religious people, that it was hugely underreported. Well, this is from a website called, and I've never been here before, but it's called victimsofcommunism.org.
Okay.
From April 4th, Chinese transplant surgeons executed prisoners by heart extraction, a new study finds.
Yikes.
So...
if that's the way you die, that's really terrifying. If they don't mean that... they executed them and then took their heart. I mean, it's horrible to get killed.
Yeah, you're saying they might pull out the heart live while the person's alive? Oh, my God.
Because that's what it makes it sound like by that headline, executed by heart transplant.
Today, a new research report on China's system of organ harvesting, authored by Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, China Studies fellow and PhD candidate in political science at the Australian National University, Matthew P. Robertson, and Dr. Jacob Levy, director of heart transplantation unit at the Sheba Medical Center in Israel, was published in the American Journal of Transplantation. The full report they have a link to in this article. Together, the report authors examined over 120,000 Chinese language medical publications and uncovered evidence that medical professionals in the PRC removed organs from living humans for the purposes of transplants, in the process killing them.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're not going to survive a heart removal, that's for sure.
Many of the condemned are political prisoners and prisoners of conscience, according to the study. The analyzed papers illustrate how healthcare professionals become executioners. The examples uncovered in this report detail highly irregular practices by the surgeons while the operations take place, indicating that their subjects were still alive throughout the procedure. The study identifies 71 papers describing procedures carried out in 56 hospitals in 33 different cities across 15 provinces, involving 348 medical professionals or researchers.
That's a policy if it's in that many places simultaneously.
It certainly is. I mean, you can't call it anything
else. Not a freak occurrence.
These papers included cases where donors were intubated after they were declared brain dead, were intubated immediately before their organs were extracted, or were ventilated by mask only.
And people here in the United States think that it's impossible or just a conspiracy theory that the hospitals were the ones killing people during COVID by prescribing them remdesivir and giving them the lung breather machine when they don't need it. What is that machine? Respirator.
When they don't need it.
People think, oh, a doctor would never do that.
Well, they did.
Looks like in China, they've gone well beyond that. And
the practice of forced organ harvesting, which, in my opinion, should never even be a term, forced organ harvesting, breaks two long-established taboos in medicine. The dead donor rule, which forbids extraction or extracting transplant organs from living donors, and the injunction against physicians participating in executions. These practices violate medical ethics and assault human dignity and the sanctity of life.
Well, the physicians are going to do what they're told when Chinese agents with guns come in and say, you do what we say or you get put to death.
Especially if for probably centuries, I don't know, the medical establishment has been controlled by the government.
Only under a predatory government with little transparency, accountability, or rule of law could such practices persist.
There's more on the way here. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We're focusing on China here tonight. Of course, your calls are welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And the captain.
And we're talking about both humans and animals being tortured and murdered in China. They, of course, have been torturing the and killing the Chinese Uyghur Muslims for a long time. They're people that tend to live, I believe, in the sort of the northwestern section of China.
I think
get over
that's
towards
what I've
heard. Kazakhstan and in that direction. They've been rounding them up. They've been putting them in so-called re-education camps, and some of them never come back. And according to what you're sharing here tonight, Captain, some of them are actually having their hearts removed while they're still alive, and then presumably those hearts are being used to give transplants to Communist Party officials or something like that.
That's the presumption.
Yeah. Unless they're eating them or something even more bizarre.
Well, and this article doesn't specifically mention the Uyghurs. So I don't know, like,
this could be anybody.
How widespread this is. The first time we talked about it here on Free Talk Live was it was specific to the Uyghurs.
Well, that's
now it's saying prisoners. So.
Now, right. Now it's saying prisoners and, like.
Yeah, because you did say it was like 15 provinces, and I don't know how many provinces there are in China, but.
So my guess is they had a. A beta program, they conducted with the Uyghurs, and that went so well that they've expanded that now to the general population, and so now they're harvesting organs from, anybody the state doesn't like, apparently.
16, you said 15 provinces, the People's Republic of China has 31, and it's kind of like the United States, where the states are larger to the west.
Yeah.
Same thing's true in China. So the western areas of China, which is where the Muslims tend to live, are much larger provinces. So if there's 15, we're definitely talking about just prisoners in general here at this point.
So the article continues, China in recent years has developed one of the largest and most sophisticated systems of organ transplantation in the world, with wait times far shorter than most in other countries. Wonder why. The PRC maintains that as of now, all organ transplants are from willing donors, but the numbers appear to be falsified, according to Robertson and Levy's previous research.
Oh, God.
Moreover, hospitals continue to advertise short wait times for organ transplants, and websites continue to advertise commercial organ transplants to tourists. This suggests that voluntary donors are likely not the only source of organs at present.
Wow, they're just like calling up the prison and have them send somebody over fresh.
There's one thing to be said for like the free market, right? If you get two of a thing. Right, and maybe you give one away, it helps a guy, or maybe they're willing to pay you for it.
Like a kidney or something?
Yeah, something like that. Like, there's one thing to be said for that type of a transaction. Mm-hmm. It's a private transaction, completely voluntary. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the risks up front. You've been checked out, that kind of thing. There's one thing to be said for that. But it's a whole different thing for people to have organs harvested from them involuntarily and then, of course, dying as a result.
Well, we're not talking about a free market here. We're talking about China, which is a communist country.
Correct. Yeah. And then, of course, they're advertising. So they're acting in a market way by advertising.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come to China. We'll get you the organ you need. Oh, you need that spleen? You need that heart? Yeah, come on over. We got it for you.
Yeah.
Come on down to Used Wands, that's W-O-N, not J-U-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To Wands Used Organs. These findings, anyway, have dire implications not just for the healthcare system in China, but for the world. China has become a center of medical tourism, mm-hmm. broadcasting advertisements for guaranteed, ready-to-go transplants in many languages. In no other country could someone expect to order an organ and have it ready when they arrive.
Mm.
In addition, China's increasing influence on world healthcare institutions means that doctors in the West may unknowingly become implicated in covering up Beijing's atrocities.
How's that?
If the COVID pandemic has shown anything, then it's the implications of China having a leadership role in the World Health Organization and other such international healthcare bodies. Oftentimes doctors will work with other doctors across borders and that type of a thing. So if a recommendation is made to, you know, Bob, who needs a, you know, he needs a heart, right? And a doctor, you know, somewhere outside of China is like, oh, go talk to my buddy in China.
You know, without knowing
any
source of
the source of it, you know, guy goes through with it, he may get, you know,
kickback.
Yeah, I mean, but then like the guy needing the operation, you know, may have his life saved, but at the expense of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does bring up the interesting question about what about the marketplace? I mean, what other sort of innovations would we see as far as if people were free to actually sell their organs? Would we see people voluntarily choosing, let's say that they're otherwise not well?
Yeah.
And they are told, hey, look, you know, you've got a terminal illness, but your organs are otherwise good, like the illness isn't affecting them or something like that. If you'll go ahead and consent to being offed now rather than dying in 6 months, we can use your organs to, you know, give right. to whomever, and we'll pay your family or right. something like that. So there might be some sort of arrangements yeah. that could incentivize
cover
people
the funeral
to,
expenses, or, you know, put a nice chunk for right. your college fund or something like that.
Yeah, and maybe some people on death row would choose, you know, to have themselves chopped up rather than stay in death row, because it's a pretty awful circumstance. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be as hard as people think it is to actually get people to volunteer for this.
Although
they're under coercion.
Death row, of course, involves the state. But
yeah.
if there were market. I mean, if the market exists, the market will provide. So
sure.
there obviously is a market for this type of a thing.
Now, of course, the best solution is to just grow the organs.
Right.
Have some sort of a stem cell cloning or whatever. I mean, we're probably pretty close to that happening.
One would think so, yet we've done stories here on Free Talk Live about recently doctors transplanting a pig's heart into a human.
He died, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it did work for a minute.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
you know, the medical folks, for lack of a better term, are figuring stuff like this out. Would it be better if the free market were at work?
Yes,
of course it would, as long as it were, you know, following ethics, following some sort of, you know, principled stance. Right?
And if everything was out in the open, like
yes.
people knew exactly where it was coming from, then the unethical people wouldn't make it in the free market.
Right, that's a good point.
Right. So
this is probably just the state saying, oh, here's a way to reduce our prison costs.
Yeah.
For every single person that needs some sort of organ, we can cut down our prison population by one, and from their perspective, everybody wins.
The Ambassador Andrew Bremberg, VOC president and CEO, said of the report, the CCP's organ harvesting practices exposed by this report clearly violate basic medical ethics and are an assault on human dignity. The U.S. and all who profess to believe in medical ethics must take action to hold the CCP accountable and demand greater transparency.
It's just the latest assault on human dignity. I mean, right now they're locking down 26 million people in Shanghai. They're abducting and murdering people's animals. It's just absolutely insane what's going on over there. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station that killed dozens on Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike, 100 were injured. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Fantastic to see you. How are you? You're looking well.
Yes.
Unbelievable to see, considering what you've done.
Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the country. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were cleared by a jury, but that same panel deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Miles tells television station WZZM that he was surprised of the outcome considering that other co-defendants had secured plea deals.
When you have two of their co-defendants who were cooperating with the prosecution because they had pled guilty, and you have undercover FBI agents testifying, usually that should be sufficient to persuade a jury, but in this case, it just wasn't.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as the government decides whether to have a new trial. The major indexes on Wall Street ended the week on a low note. They also remain down for the year to date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And the captain.
We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Also want to invite you to ForkFest, the 6th annual ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event that happens in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, same place it has always been. It'll be the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is oversold at this point. They have sold more than the number of tickets than they sold last year. They've gone past their limit. I don't know when they're going to cut off the sales, but it's probably soon.
I thought last year they were complaining that there were too many people there taking up the facilities, stuff like that, so I don't know. They were going to sell more tickets this year.
They are going to sell more. I don't know whether the cutoff has happened yet. It's going to be a huge event. There's definitely no doubt about that. Apparently, there's now an aftermarket. So
they did invent a secondary market. Last year, when they did sell out, so to speak, they had a problem with, like, folks trying to sell their tickets to other people and those people getting in. So they developed it kind of mimics the sport markets, right? Mm-hmm. When, you know, you try and buy a ticket to a sporting event. Oh, they're all sold out. You go to the secondary market. It's kind of like that, where people who bought their tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and, like, oh, I can't go now. I changed out. Or, sure, like, my job says I can't. Whatever. You know, family,
yep,
you know,
something comes up.
Something comes up. And so now there's a secondary market for folks who, you know, maybe didn't get in on the original sale. They can go to the secondary market. I think they facilitate that all through social media. Unlike the Facebook,
I think. I don't know. But you can see that over at porkfest.com on the tickets page. They've got links there. But you don't need a ticket for Porkfest. It's just open. All you got to do is have a camping site, an RV site, or a motel room with Rogers Campground. And you can do that by contacting them directly at Rogers Campground. They've got a website. They've got a phone number. You just get your campsite, and you're good to go for Porkfest. Make sure you get it between June 27th and July 3rd. That's when most of the Porkfesters will be there. But, again, it's a completely unofficial, decentralized event. There's no organized. There's no bureaucracy. There's no central community or committee or whatever. So it's just whatever it is you want to make happen is what happens.
And that means fun.
It does. It also means it's a little more laid back. There's not any structure per se. Yeah. Unless you want to create some, that's up to you. Go to forkfest.party, and you can connect with other Forkfest attendees there on the Telegram or Matrix chat rooms or the Forkfest forum. Forkfest.party is June 27th through July 3rd. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Catherine, you had a little bit more you wanted to share from the story about people taking organs in China from presumably non-consenting parties and then transferring them into the bodies of people who are needing an operation.
Who have paid.
Yeah.
And sometimes they've been advertised to for this specific service.
And we believe these tend to be prisoners that they are taking, but there's not a whole lot of detail about where the organs are coming from.
Yeah, prisoners or folks the government doesn't like and is thrown, you know, into some sort of a camp or whatever. So this is all based on some reporting that had been put together by a couple of people. The report builds on previous research into Beijing's forced organ harvesting scheme, including the China Tribunal, an independent tribunal that in 2019 determined that Beijing was engaging in this atrocity. It also intersects with the work on genocide in Xinjiang after millions of Uyghur Muslims became subject to extra-legal incarceration.
Mm.
Thus far, Beijing has refused to engage with work done on this issue by witnesses and other qualified researchers, and officials have not provided serious explanations that would refute the evidence.
Why should they?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, anyone's going to invade them over this. They're China.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan, MIT professor of bioethics and director of Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, stated about the report, "It has been clear for some time that human rights abuses in the field of transplantation have been ongoing in the PRC.
Mm-hmm.
The volume of transplants done there is not consistent with voluntary donation rates from cadaver sources.
Mm-hmm.
Many still argue, however, that hard evidence of the killing of persons to derive organs for transplant is missing."
Sure. How are you going to get that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, if there's a doctor in China who has the morality to where he wants to reveal this program, right? Because the doctors know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he does. Well, okay, he's going to die.
He's going to be next.
He's going to be next,
right?
Yep.
They're going to snatch him up as quickly as possible and do everything they can to delete whatever evidence that he has of it. So whatever evidence comes out, it's going to come and it's going to go.
Congratulations, Mr. Smith. You've got the spleen of a doctor.
Yeah. It's just, you know, most of these people, they don't want to put their careers on the line. They don't want to put their lives on the line. They certainly don't want to endanger their families because, you know, I don't know if they have the same policy in China, but of course in North Korea, they're infamous for punishing people's families for what the individual has done. So even though the family may not know anything about what's going on, they may target them simply because they know it will keep the other person in line.
This careful review by Robertson and Levy provides incontrovertible proof that healthcare personnel have been involved in obtaining and transplanting vital organs from individuals who did not meet the criteria for declaring them dead. Organ removal has been, as this study shows, the cause of death for some where transplants occurred. This abhorrent conduct is a grievous violation of medical ethics, human rights, and basic human dignity, Killing for parts cannot be accepted as a part of the field of transplantation by governments, NGOs, healthcare providers, scientific journals, or the general public.
The problem is, if governments accept it, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Well,
governments are doing it.
Hopefully these doctors from other countries start hearing about this and stop suggesting their patients go there.
Well, and that's the other thing. When folks, you know, are talking about, oh, government this, government that, government necessary, and all that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
Most of the most horrific things that have occurred in human history have occurred by government. Not by individuals acting individually, but by whole gangs of people hallucinating themselves the authority to do these horrific things because it's legitimized because we put some uniforms on some people.
Wasn't it hundreds of millions were killed by governments in the 20th century alone?
120 million?
A couple hundred million, but whatever.
Genocide. Yeah.
How long is a serial killer going to be able to get away with killing people and harvesting their organs? How many people could they do a year and get away with it? But there, this has 300, I think you said, practitioners involved. Who knows how many individual cases of alive organ harvesting they've done?
Well, here's the other thing. It's like, okay, yeah, the point earlier, I think, Bonnie, you made it was, well, maybe doctors will stop sending people to China for these transplants. But from the side of the person who wants to get the transplant, if you need a heart, then you are probably going to be incentivized to not pay close attention to from where the heart was sourced.
Well, then you do need a heart.
I see what you're saying.
A different kind of heart.
But people tend to change their behavior, you know, based
on when it comes to survival.
Necessity, right? And like we're talking about with Shanghai, where people are finally hitting the streets. They're finally leaving their homes. Why? They're starving.
Yeah.
There was footage I saw from, again, just looking through just Twitter, just searching Shanghai, footage allegedly of a huge crowd of people ransacking a grocery store simply because they're hungry and they're desperate. And that's all they've got now.
Yeah, I really feel for many people on this planet, particularly the folks in China right now, who are the subject of horrific treatment in many different ways.
Here's another example for you. So one of the things that's happening to the people that are locked down in Shanghai is if you need medical assistance. Let's say you're having a heart attack or something is happening to you that's not COVID-related. You can't get into a hospital. One guy, old man, somebody's father, was put into an ambulance which went back and forth starting at 8 a.m. to several hospitals and not one of them admitted him. Now he's laying outside of his neighborhood's committee entrance gate. No one's helping this guy. And that's not the only story like that. There's more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, we have just enough time for you if you want to get on the line with us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And the captain.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We got a video site. It's called Odyssey. We stream live to Odyssey every single night. And that means you can also watch the videos at your leisure, on demand, anytime you want. Just go to video.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. And follow our channel, please, at video.freetalklive.com.
Because we're kind of odd, you see?
There you go. Odyssey. Video.freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot about Shanghai tonight, sharing some crazy stuff that we're seeing happening on social media. That's where you have to go if you want to get the real story about Shanghai. The mainstream media is whitewashing this. They're ignoring it. If you want to see what's happening, you got to see the footage.
And, like, it's 2022, right? Not the year?
Look at your computer. It is.
Just want to make sure. Make sure I didn't have, like, a, what do you call it? The Berenstain Bears?
Mandela
effect. Yeah, that's right. Make sure I didn't travel through it to another dimension today.
I was about to say, like, an aneurysm. Didn't have, like, a, you know.
Okay, a little different. But it's 2022, and here we sit. There are multiple, like, every form of government really is just a horrific version of government. They only use one thing to get their way, and that's violence and coercion. So, like, they're all horrific ways of organizing society, supposedly, which they don't do, or if they claim to, they do a poor job.
Creating disharmony.
Yeah, and this organization type is responsible for all of the largest and most heinous human atrocities of all time throughout all of human history.
But we need government, Captain.
No, we don't.
But we've always had it.
Who will build the roads, Ian? Well, guess what,
but
people?
I can't imagine anything different. So, Captain, we need them.
But what about the military?
Just because somebody's imagination is limited doesn't make the largest, most murderous, and anti-human organization type that has ever existed deserves to exist.
Captain, we just need to elect the right people.
Yeah, how's that going? It's worked so far, hasn't it?
It's terrible. The whole system is garbage, and no changes to it are going to make it any better.
And who decided that a popularity contest is the best way for society to make its way?
Like, they did.
How did that even, like, what a horrible idea. And, like, they can't even do that right? Something like, what are these crappy TV shows? The Voice and
American Idol
and the Singer, whatever these are, right? They do a much better job of having an election than the government does.
Sure.
Just as a process. Now, you combine that with, of course, the fact that governments use only one thing, and that's violence and coercion, to get their way. I can't see any reason for it to exist. And if the government does end up doing something positive somewhere along the line in its life, it doesn't excuse all of the horrific crap that they're causing.
Solid rant, Captain. Let's go to Stephanie on the line here. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry, I'm coming in late. I just discovered your radio show, and I caught the tail end of some conversation about crypto. I hope it's okay if I just go back and ask you one question.
Sure.
Have you discussed the possible future reality of the government taxing crypto?
Oh, they already are trying to do that. I believe they put some question on the IRS forms fairly high up about people buying crypto. They want them to somehow calculate how much they've either gained or lost off of whatever crypto that they've purchased and then pay the IRS capital gains tax on that. So they're already working on that.
Yes. Well, you know, that's something to consider as a contraindication for that, for crypto.
Oh, yeah, they're trying everything they can to scare people away from cryptocurrency. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But the reality is there are ways to purchase crypto that are sort of off the books. You can buy from other individuals who will, you know, voluntarily sell it to you. That way there's not some sort of paper trail.
And there's not going to be a way to get CBDC off the books and not pay taxes on it.
No doubt. No doubt. So if for those that are interested in finding those off-the-books methods, I recommend contacting local cryptocurrency groups and getting to know your cryptocurrency using neighbors and connect directly to them. There are, of course, websites that allow you to connect person to person for selling. They tend to have some scam artists on them, so you do need to be fairly careful. And if you really need to, of course, if you go through one of the centralized exchanges, and I'm not a lawyer, I can't give, you know, or an accountant, so I can't give tax advice. Because my understanding, they can only tax you in the United States when you sell the cryptocurrency for dollars. So the purchase of cryptocurrency is tantamount to purchasing gold or silver or something like that.
Right.
It's the selling of it and the profiting from it in the form of dollars is what they are taxing. So just the purchase of crypto isn't going to necessarily set them off on you, I guess, my understanding.
Oh, thank you very much. That's an excellent explanation. And one other quick question. How much of the marketplace do you think, I mean, will it flip crypto? I mean, I'm not involved in crypto, but I read and I, you know, I'm observing and seeing what's happening. But I'm wondering, I mean, you know, most businesses, you know, do not accept crypto.
I think in the future, the United States will start falling behind other countries and possibly even turn third world because of the way that the government is treating cryptocurrency. Other countries are not treating cryptocurrency the same way. Some are treating it just as badly, like in the EU, a lot of their countries are doing
they're cracking down
on cryptocurrency. But all I can see is that governments who don't understand the value of crypto for their citizens are leading their country into third world
That's a good point. And there are a few bright spots out there. St. Kitts and St. Martin are two islands that are very highly cryptocurrency accepting places. Specifically, Bitcoin Cash has been spread around there quite a bit in just recent months. There's some pretty exciting stuff happening there. Of course, New Hampshire has a couple of little cities, Keene and Portsmouth, where there's several local businesses, maybe over a dozen here in Keene, that accept crypto. We're a small town, so you know it's a large number.
And that's why I want New Hampshire to secede from the Union, so we don't have to be involved in whatever the United States decides to do with cryptocurrency.
But Stephanie is right in that it is hard to find, in most places, local businesses that accept cryptocurrency. And that's because there just aren't enough people who value the idea of using crypto as a currency.
If you're interested in freedom and survival, maybe you should move to New Hampshire, but not if you're not.
Oh. Indeed.
Well, you know, I think it's difficult for everybody today, you know, trying to figure out what is the best move in so many areas because it's just so complex, everything's so complex, and we all have our individual circumstances.
No doubt. Stephanie, I think the worst move, of course, in my opinion, is to stick with the dollar because you know that they're going to keep inflating the money supply. That's the game with the dollar. That's what they do. So finding alternatives, whether they be precious metals, cryptocurrency, other things, maybe real estate, investing in capital items for your business, there's a lot of things that you can do with that money. Just don't sit it in dollars or it will go down in value. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, continuing to expose the incestuous and nepotistic nature of the government in New Mexico, including the judiciary. I had told you previously about how the lawyer that fabulously won my case for me with a unanimous win at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, her name is Jane Yohalam. Thank you, Jane. Jane was very excited when she won that case for me. And now, coincidentally, she is now actually a Court of Appeals judge in New Mexico. Mm. And I don't think Jane never got the opportunity to know what happened to that court case that she won, but let's inform her since she'll hear about it indirectly. Jane, when you won that case unanimously and it was remanded back to the lower court, John J. Romero Jr., in the words of the decision, the judges wrote, we reverse M. Monica Zamora's illegal adoption of Mr. Olson's children and remand it back to the lower court to John J. Romero Jr. for, quote, appropriate action. Jane, what the lower court did is absolutely nothing. John J. Romero Jr. did nothing with it.
That's the government for you.
I mean, according to the government, that is appropriate action. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
When it comes to your family. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I definitely appreciate it. We'll keep our eyes on what's going on in Shanghai. There's so much more out there. Again, probably the best opinion I've seen about it, the best observer, Jared T. Nelson on Twitter. You can follow his posts and see what's going on. We'll see you tomorrow.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.